All right, as we look at the information here in the graph, we begin by looking at the x-axis. That's the line at the bottom that talks about the number of observations, like 1 through 11. And then we see number of instances of the target behavior or the replacement behavior up the y-axis. And when you graph this using number, it's very important to remember that the amount of time you spent with each observation needs to be fixed. Now, the first three data points are very consistent. When we look at the blue boxes, which is the replacement behavior, which is polite, respectful comments, we see that he had none. So we've got great news. We've got plenty of room for improvement there. We also look at the target behavior, and this child was actually doing a lot of the undesirable behavior in terms of instances of rude, sarcastic, or teasing comments. Now, because the data were so stable, after the first three data points, they were able to begin the intervention. And at first glimpse, it looks like, wow, this worked great, because on observation sessions 4 and 5, you see that the replacement behavior is beginning to climb, so he's starting to do more of what you'd like him to do, and he's starting to exhibit far less of the target behavior. And then when we get to the 6th data point, we're like, whoa, what happened here? And the first thing you might think, well, maybe the teacher had a breach in treatment integrity. Maybe Ms. Rollison actually changed up the intervention a bit, and maybe that's what caused the target behavior, the undesirable behavior, to jump like that. But now when you look at the treatment integrity data, you can see that she was actually implementing the intervention with a high degree of fidelity. And now, because you are familiar with the initial key principles of behavior, specifically regarding extinction, what you're witnessing here is an extinction burst. That right before problem behaviors drop out completely, there's often an extinction burst. And it's also called spontaneous recovery, where it'll look like it's completely gone and it'll come back in full force. Well, that appears to be what is the case here. We see a steady decline between observation sessions 7 and 11 with the behavior virtually dropping out, and we see a nice increasing slope in terms of the replacement behavior between observations 7 and 11.